Proteins, you will remember, are the workhorses of all living systems. As many as 100 million of them may be busy in any cell at any moment. That's a lot of activity to try to figure out. Worse, proteins' behavior and functions are based not simply on their chemistry, as with genes, but also on their shapes. To function, a protein must not only have the necessary chemical components properly assembled, but then must also be folded into an extremely specific shape. Folding is the term that's used, but it's a misleading one as it suggests a geometrical tidiness that doesn't in fact apply. Proteins loop and coil and crinkle into shapes that are at once extravagant and complex. They are more like furiously mangled coat hangers than folded towels. Moreover, proteins are, if I may be permitted to use a handy archaism, the swingers of the biological world. Depending on mood and metabolic circumstance, they will allow themselves to be phosphorylated, glycosylated, acetylated, ubiquitinated, farnesylated, sulfated, and linked to glycophosphatidylinositol anchors, among rather a lot else. Often it takes relatively little to get them going, it appears. Drink a glass of wine, as Scientific American notes, and you materially alter the number and types of proteins at large in your system. This is a pleasant feature for drinkers, but not nearly so helpful for geneticists who are trying to understand what is going on.